Hey friends, this is Peter, and I'm so excited to be launching The Growth Year. Today is the final episode. We'll be talking about part two of the decision-making framework. Ready? Let's go. Welcome to day 365 of Your Growth Year. Congratulations, you made it. Let's put the decision-making framework into practice. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the previous episode, go ahead and do that now. As a refresher, visualize three buckets. In each bucket is a divider, and on each side of the divider is a word. Bucket A, fear versus intuition. Bucket B, scarcity versus abundance. Bucket C, intellect brain versus heart gut. Our variable, in my case, an actual decision I recently made between returning to work or staying the course as a freelancer. Company A has mostly green flags. The growth potential is massive. The team is scrappy, well-funded, but there are some major red flags around culture. After freelancing for a year, cobbling things together, it's rough. Some days start at 4 a.m., others run 15 hours, or weeks on end not working. Some opportunities gained have been once in a lifetime, but unemployment has run out and there's just enough runway in the bank. Remember the buckets with dividers? Let's pull them up. I'll go through each of the buckets and ask or make a statement. Am I making this choice out of blank or blank? I'll add one tally to the associated word and take a look at which side of the bucket has scored higher. In this circumstance, I'd ask, in bucket A, am I making this decision out of fear that I really need a job right now? Bucket B, because all I see is that no one is getting hired and I should be lucky to even have this choice. Jobs are scarce. Bucket C, my gut instinct is saying run, but it's fine. I'll grit through it and intellectually convince myself it's the right choice, even though all the red flags are on high alert. In the buckets, if two out of the three or the majority of the decision has scored heavily on scarcity, fear, and brain intellect, walk away. No questions asked. Subconsciously, you already know what the answer is. On the flip side, a third combination and variable enters the room. Remember, there is free will to redesign and structure life around work, balancing a full-time job while pursuing a full artistic life. Where else have I seen this? A company that aligns with the same values as you. Work is work, and life is fully, abundantly life. Company B has excellent growth potential, a seasoned team, culture, and funding are all a go. Work-life balance, valued. In this circumstance, I'd ask or state, in bucket A, my intuition, that inner knowledge that feels grounded and at peace, is feeling aligned. I don't feel scared or fearful. No bells are going off. In bucket B, there's going to be a trade-off, time being the main one. But I think I've seen this before and made it work. Time is pretty abundant. My gut and heart are feeling pulled towards this option in bucket C, and I've journaled and been thoughtful about the decision. In this case, if two of the three or the majority of the decision scores heavily on the intuition, abundance, and gut-heart side of the bucket, it deserves a very strong yes. That's it. As a caveat, no one can predict the future or where our present decisions will lead us. The point of this decision-making framework is that we can make a more conscious effort rather than the default immediate grab and go, yes or no, we've become so accustomed to. Thanks for tuning into The Growth Year. The information shared on this podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute professional, legal, or financial advice. We encourage you to consult a qualified professional before making decisions related to your career, business, or personal development. All views expressed are those of the hosts and the guests and do not reflect any official position of their employers, past, present, or future, or organization. By listening, you agree not to hold the host or guest liable for any decisions you make based on what you hear. See you next time.